As always, it's a very, very huge privilege to welcome you to yet another episode of the First X Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Rotimi Daramola. Of course, you'll find more podcast content on Twitter, One for the Goals, ONEFORTHGOALS. It's good to talk to you again and to share my perspective on what I think is going on in football, or for this episode of the podcast, what I think may or may not happen in the days to come. Speaking of the days to come, in the month of May, before June, where we'll have the Festival of International Football in the form of European football, and I think the Copa America football will not move into that month without having the FA Cup final, and most importantly, the UEFA Champions League final. Yes, that clash slated for the 29th of May will take place between two English sides in the form of Manchester City and Chelsea Football Club. Well, there's been a whole lot of noise. I should probably not be recording this podcast maybe this early. I mean, it's just the 13th. There's still like 2 weeks in between now and the final, and even a couple of days in addition to those 2 weeks. So, of course, this morning woke up to the news that the final, which had been moved back and forth from Istanbul, proposed move to England, maybe Wembley, has now been confirmed. UEFA confirmed Porto will host Champions League final on May 29 with 6,000 fans of each team able to attend. I'm reading that right now off your Sky Sports News. Of course, it's the breaking news, and 6,000 fans of each team will be able to attend. I think that is big. I think that is huge. And I think for Manchester City fans especially, we are for both fans, but Manchester City fans especially, I think it will be an experience for them, because it's a first for them. First ever UEFA Champions League final berth, and it's tantalizing to see how things will play out between both sides. They've played each other twice, I think, in the space of a month thereabout, and well, City have lost twice to Thomas Tuchel's men. So maybe it will be third time lucky for Pep, or probably it will be a triple threat or treble of defeat for the citizens at the hands of Chelsea. And speaking of the citizens, it's like as if the stars are lined up against them. And if you look at all the numbers and everything, you begin to ask yourself, wait, is Manchester City destined to lose their first ever Champions League final? Remember the Pep, over the course of this UEFA Champions League season, in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, he has always been talking about how his side should have fun and how his side should enjoy the moment and live the moment, because they are not going to live anything like it ever again. Well, mostly he always says that they are not going to live anything like this again ever in their entire careers. And you look at this UEFA Champions League final, how they got to it, obliterated PSG, I dare say, for all the noise made about the French side. Home and away, they defeated the Parisians, and now they've made their UEFA Champions League berth against the Chelsea side that also got the better of Zinedine Zidane's Real Madrid. But the omens are flying around, typical of football fans, to dig up stats, to dig up numbers, to support their claims, whatever the claim they have is. And of course, the fans have gone back into the record books and they're digging. They are making a whole lot of noise. They've dug up numbers that relate to the claims that they are making. And most Chelsea fans are making a claim. If for City fans, the neutrals just want to enjoy it, probably maybe less. City to win, so that social media will not be shut down by the Blues and Blues faithfuls. But of course, the Blues faithfuls, they've gone back in history. They are upbeat for this final, not only because they have Thomas at the helm of affairs, but because they have some numbers to corroborate and to help them look forward and anticipate that their side will lift this trophy. And one of such numbers has to be a couple of them though, and I'll just try to read out a few of them. So in 2008, the UEFA Champions League final in 2008, Manchester United and Chelsea met, two English teams. It was Chelsea's first time of qualifying for the UEFA Champions League final, and Chelsea lost as a newbie. In 2019, the two English teams met. It was Tottenham's first time of qualifying for the UEFA Champions League final, and they lost. Well, we have City qualifying for the their first ever UEFA Champions League final against the Chelsea side that I think has featured in what is this, their third? I start to be corrected. I think their third UEFA Champions League final, the 08 one with the John Terry slip, and the 2012 one. Yes, I can't remember any other. This is the third one. Compared to City's first. It's Tuchel's second. Compared to Pep's, third? Or is it third now? Third or fourth? I'm not sure now. Mixing the numbers up. Well, who knows what will happen? I'm just reading the numbers out. Of course, the numbers are out there for everybody to see. More omens, though, or more numbers. Anytime there's been a final between teams from the same country, the first timers, or the team that has qualified for the final for a first time, have always lost. Real Madrid taking on Valencia in 2000, in the year 2000, Real Madrid versus Atletico, and the Atletico being the newbies in 2014, well, lost to Real Madrid. More numbers. The two times there's been an all-English final, all the teams who won it did play a Spanish side in the semis and beat them. This is according to Kofi Intim on Twitter. Kofi Intim on Twitter. Shout out to you. I have to give you credit for this records that he dug up. When Manchester United won in 2008, they played Barcelona in the semifinals. Really, did they? Yeah. When Liverpool won in 2019, they played Barcelona in the semifinals. Well, Chelsea in the finals now. And guess who they defeated in the semifinals? Yeah, of course. Real Madrid. So the omens are all out, and to make things more interesting, the final has now been moved to the home ground of FC Porto. The home ground of FC Porto, as confirmed earlier. It's breaking news this morning, Thursday, the 13th of May, 2021. But what is more interesting is that according to ESPN, the Champions League final, UEFA Champions League final, has been moved to Porto's Estadio do Dragão. Then the next line says, the only stadium Manchester City have played in and failed to win during this season's competition. Omens everywhere, my friends. Omens everywhere. I don't know what anybody wants to make of this. Football, but usually in a way, one way or the other, in the world of football, history tends to repeat itself, whether you're expecting it or not. Football has a way of just bringing back old memories, of helping us to relieve what has happened in times past. But this same sport, this round leather game of football, is also that one game that in which anything can happen. Anything can happen. Every side stands a chance of winning from the first blast of the referee's whistle to the last. Any team still stands a chance of winning. But you look at the numbers, and as a Chelsea fan, you're probably confident that your Chelsea side can stand a chance against Pep Guardiola's juggernaut of a side that has been blowing sides away in the UEFA Champions League this season. For Chelsea fans, they can also take solace in the fact that their side has defeated Manchester City twice in the last month or thereabout. For City fans, this is not good news. History seems to be heavily stacked against the citizens, and while they are celebrating being Premier League champions, you know for sure that they have one eye on the 29th of May, where they can make history and where at least they can put to bed whenever the conversation or the argument between Mancunians come about the arguments about who hasn't won a UEFA Champions League title, they can at least put that to rest and then argue about numbers of trophies won. But on the 29th, Manchester City can complete history, a historic treble in their career. They can go all the way to the UEFA Champions League final and they can win it. But with all the numbers that we just read, with all the history, and with all the track record of things that have happened in this very special tournament, is this Champions League final Manchester City's to lose? Is it written in the stars already that Pep Guardiola will lose his first Champions League final in a decade? Is this one Chelsea's to win? Not just because they will be good on the night, but because it's already written in the stars. I giggle as I think of all the numbers and all the history and all the record that is heavily stacked against what has been a superb Manchester City side this season. And I think of how those records favor the Blues. Well, the Stamford Bridge Blues, because it's going to be a blue night on the 29th of May. And now remains to be seen which blue side will take the day, or should I rather say, will take the night. What do you think of the Champions League final that will be played in the next 2 weeks as now confirmed in Porto? You can send me a comment on Twitter, One for the Goals, onefortheGoals. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And in the meantime, while you have listened thus far, please endeavor to leave a rating wherever you get your podcast episodes from. Until I come your way in the next episode of the podcast, where I might be touching on making sense of the remainder of football in Europe's top five. Atletico, one win away from the La Liga title, so it seems. Barring all unforeseen circumstances, AC Milan and Atalanta also one win from qualifying for UEFA Champions League football next season, while the likes of Juventus are, well, just a few games away from dancing with the other stars in the Europa League. And I might also touch on making sense of everything that is happening in the Premier League as regards the top race for the top four and also the race to qualify for Europe. But until I come your way in the next episode of the podcast, I'm looking forward to Liverpool versus Manchester United today. Yes, today is a Thursday, so I'm looking forward the game and how it will pan out between Liverpool and Manchester United. Liverpool still struggling for a European spot. Manchester United will family, so I think that they'll be confirmed second, barring all unforeseen circumstances. So it remains to be seen how that one will play out. I might just be making a podcast episode of what I see from that game also. Until I come here with the next episode of the podcast, I've said it before, this should be the final time. I hope you stay safe. I hope you wash your hands, you mind your business. And most importantly, I hope you make the most use of your time, because while life is incredibly long, life is also incredibly short. I'll catch you next episode of the podcast. Cheers, my friends. Bye for now.